Good afternoon. Today is Friday, October the 25th, 295th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, simple country therapist Lou Quimby.
He certainly is.
Lou or simple?
Yes. All of that. All of the above.
Say yes, Mr. Smith. Yes.
Mr. Smith.
This afternoon, well, we've got our quote of the day, and then we'll bridge into honor.
Honor.
We shall talk about honoring when we come
Among
back.
Thieves.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby, but before we do, our quoteth this afternoon, sir.
This comes from Nancy Lopez, who is a high-ranking lady golfer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. She says, do your best, one shot at a time, and then move on. Remember that golf is just a game. Yeah, you can all, and she makes her living at that, of course, but that's an important thing about life and living as well. If you get all grim and all tied up in yourself about got to do the right thing absolutely all the time, never make any mistakes, you'll never get out of the bathtub.
It's interesting.
Then the water gets cold. Now, yeah. Now you're really in trouble.
Now you're wrinkly, too.
Yeah, you're wrinkly and the water's cold. Mistakes are part of life and living.
Well, it's interesting for me. Golf maybe bowling. Professional.
Interesting metaphor.
Archery, you could use it also.
Okay.
Small wiggle room. Yeah, you need to have accuracy on a very, very regular basis to be there. Skeet shooting. Also.
Yeah.
But a lot of the primary sports that most people get excited about, soccer, basketball.
Baseball, football,
hockey. It's inbred that you're not going to be perfect. And it's just, imperfect are you?
And there's going to be a lot of bruising going on.
Yeah. You know, your baseball, you strike out two out of three times, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
Or slide into base and get nailed.
Yeah, and things happen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting.
Yeah, 300 batting average is not to scoff at.
No, but in business.
300 means you're going to fail business.
Yeah.
You got to do at least 501 if you're going to succeed in business.
Well, hopefully. But now in sales, though, you can... You can retire early if your closing percentage is 1/3.
Yeah, if you got a good IRA. Yeah,
well, fine.
Remember Iron? He was the lead salesman.
Yeah.
Honor, huh?
Honor. Well, I was thinking, this Damien had shared about the Day of the Dead happening next week. Okay. And we got the Hall of Fame going, or Hall of Fame, baseball going on now. NBA starting next Thursday. So we've got hero honoring heroes.
Yeah.
We've got some of the shenanigans going on with the veterans memorials with the government shutdown early in the month. Honoring veterans.
Yeah.
We've got honoring parents kind of as a basic overlay all the time.
It's a commandment.
The concept of honor. Yeah, I can count to 10. Relax. Honor. Where does honor come from?
Well, my simple, remember me, I'm a simple guy. I like to keep things non-rocket science. Honor for me has to do with keeping one's word. If you say you're going to do it, get it done. Now, the secret to agreements or honor is only make agreements that you can, capacity, and will, intention, keep. So if you're an honorable person, you will say no with as equal facility as you say yes. Because that generates the clarity about being as good as your word. If you say no, then you mean no. I don't have the capacity to do that, nor do I have the intention. And they say, why not? And you say, for the following reasons. A, B, C. It's not a priority. And the reason it's not a priority is my family comes first, then my business, So I'm not going to take 2 weeks off to go fishing with you in Alaska because it's right in the middle of my busy season. Well, don't you love me? I love you to death, but I'm not going to Alaska with you for 2 weeks because it's in the middle of my busy season.
Is justification normally something that has to follow?
Well, here's what I say. I don't justify or be defensive about my conclusions or my reasons. I will explain them, but I'm not defensive about them. I don't have to apologize for why I think, feel, and believe the way I do. I'll be happy to explain them because that generates a lot of interesting discussion, but I don't have to be defensive about it. So defending my position, I don't have to defend my position. I'll be happy to explain it. Now, that's on a one-to-one basis. I don't know what it's like in a court of law. May have to defend a position. Who knows? But I think that's an interesting distinction about being willing to explain the conclusions and reasons that I do what I do, that you do what you do, without being defensive about it. The reason I say that is that so many people are raised in childhood to learn how to use guilt like a scalpel. Well, don't you think you should go fishing with me in Alaska for 2 weeks? Yes, I really should. But not these 2 weeks. They're right in the middle of my peak business cycle. Well, couldn't you do that some other... No. What, don't you love me? Yes, I do love you. What, doesn't that mean you should? No. You know, all the fits and starts.
Parry, thrust, parry.
Yeah, manipulation, manipulate, manipulate. And then people will use whatever they can to get what they want. Not good, not bad. Everybody does it. So if you use guilt, then there's a payoff for that.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with six treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of honor, where does honoring move into the realm of worship?
Well, that's
healthy versus
yeah, yeah,
in,
yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's interesting. Because
did I share my map with you?
I tell people, if you put somebody on a pedestal, there's only one range of movement. Then what is it? Down. So, who's the? I forget the names, but that recent, a couple of years ago, that baseball player who then got busted for gambling and drugs and
Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, that's doesn't. It's another more famous name.
Gambling and drugs.
I think
we
was,
could say Mickey Mantle, but that's part of lore.
Well, there's another pedestal, right?
Yeah.
But that's the difficulty of feet of clay. People put people up on a pedestal, and they find they have feet of clay, and their feet dissolve, and then they fall off the pedestal, and people go, "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear." So it's important to look at what constitutes a hero. Is it qualities? And if so, are the qualities in balance? You look at all the astronauts. They're all just guys and gals. And they have their ups and downs like everybody else. And you train for a decade to go up in space. Well, they can screw up like everybody else. There were plenty of screw-ups in space. Learning curve for lots of those things. So people fall down and do hero worship about people with huge batting averages or huge field runs for football, what all like that. That's what they train for. And then you get somebody who's genetically superior, and they can run just a little bit faster. They can hit just a little bit farther, and all of a sudden they're in the top 10 or the top 10th of 1%. That's kind of the luck of the draw. And they take their superior genetics and they just practice like a son of a gun for years. And it pays off. Well, what does that make them? Makes them different. I don't know about hero.
Committed.
But maybe we hero worship people who do things we can't or won't do.
I wrote down accomplishment versus the individual. Are we honoring the accomplishment? Or
and then when the individual has feet of clay, then
it doesn't matter then.
This was a guy, the baseball guy, I can't remember his name, but he had a huge, huge baseball record.
And Bonds? Then,
Bonds.
With
Bonds.
The home runs, but
Bonds, yeah.
The juice also.
Him. Right, and then the juice and all the rest of that. And then, don't forget the all-famous bicycling guy.
Oh, yes, Mr. Armstrong.
Armstrong. Oh, Lord. People were falling down and worshiping him like he was God reincarnated. And then, I don't use drugs. Never have used drugs. No. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I didn't mean nothing by it. And what happens when you get stalwart denial and then decays into, I'm sorry, man, I owe everybody an apology. No, you don't. Just shut up and get out of the way.
The funny thing to me, or the curious thing, not funny.
Well, it's funny, ha-ha, and funny peculiar.
Yeah. The irony for me is when they do that and they admit, a lot of people will say, okay, he's human. And the position, the status does not change. I'm thinking of these, in New York.
Look at that, yeah. Right.
Wiener. You go, wait a minute.
What a name to draw,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about a bad genetic. and he comes, Marion Barry.
Yeah.
In D.C.
Drugs.
Bang, there are so re-elected. Many of these folks that do. Jesse Jackson Jr., I guess.
Look at Jimmy Swaggart.
Yeah.
He gets caught with a hooker. And then he goes on TV and he cries and his mascara runs and his program goes off for a little while and then he reconstitutes himself and his following is bigger and better.
Well, the Bakers did that, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. So
remember,
is it easier for us to forgive?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission. I learned that in the Army. I was a kid, we were in basic training and we had the weekend sort of off, but no 3-day pass. So he carefully eases himself out of the base, goes into town, and stays out of trouble. He doesn't drink. He's not making big trouble. Goes to the library or does some shopping or whatever, and then eases back on base. And that would be very anxiety-producing for me, right? But he said it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission. Because there are circumstances in which if you ask permission, whoever you ask is duty-bound to say no for legal, moral, or ethical grounds. So if Jimmy Swaggart says to somebody like the CEO of his program, listen, I want to go out and do a little hooker time. Is that okay? The guy's honor-bound to say no.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Simple Country therapist Lou Quimby.
Honor,
and I'm thinking heroes.
I was watching, this is an inverted thing. I was watching a documentary last night on Albert Speer, who was Hitler's architect. And when they had the Nuremberg trials, he assumed responsibility, but no guilt. about anything. And he said that he literally didn't know anything about how the Jewish slave labor was used. Yet, he attended several meetings, and then there was a big rally where Goebbels was talking about the Jewish solution. And Speer said, well, I was at the rally, but I left before the speech, so I don't know. And so he got 20 years. Then he got out 20 years later, and then he wrote a book, and he made some money, and he became the good German. Then after he died, there was unearthed some new documents that showed him with audio tape talking with Goebbels about this thing. So he reinvented himself. First of all, he did the I'm responsible, but I'm not guilty. So he got 20 years instead of a death sentence. And then he gets out and he writes a book and he gets talk shows and interviews and all sorts of things like that. And he was the good German. And then afterwards, it turns out. So it's interesting when you talk about honor, about what people believe and what is the evidence for that belief. And, you know, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck and it's got a yellow beak and white feathers, it's probably a freaking duck, yeah. Right?
Well, I would say, you know, to the hero
but,
concept.
But in Germany, the population needed to recover psychologically from the Holocaust and from Hitler. And so people are disposed...
calling ducks raccoons.
To believe the best that they could just for their own psychic survival. Now, you start doing that, and you start looking at Jimmy Swaggart, and he came back, and his TV program was bigger than ever. So it's easier to ask forgiveness than it is permission.
But his jingle singers changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The heroes, military heroes.
Yeah.
Certainly a different scenario. There was that...
Back to your kid that got achievement the, versus personality. Yeah.
The kid that got the medal, and he went out and he saved a whole bunch of his cohorts, Afghanistan, live fire, he's like 21, 22. He's now, I guess, he's considering running for Congress.
Yeah.
Obviously pro-military.
Yeah, right.
To me, somebody like that, okay, hero, yes, by action.
By action.
Hero by personality?
Maybe,
no.
Maybe not.
Because he's dismissive.
But look at Cunningham, who was one of the top fighter aces in Vietnam. He and his wingman were just nailing people left and right, and he was super. He went to the Top Gun school, and he taught there, and blah, 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 blah. And then he became a congressman in California, and he got busted for money, taking bribes and whatnot. Think about a hero in their venue, put him in a cockpit, way to go, baby. Put him in a foxhole, way to go, baby. Audie Murphy, right? Are they Congress material?
Not necessarily.
I don't know what they know about politics or power, right? I know what they know about fame and recognition, but that doesn't always...
Different skill sets.
Different. It's a different skill set, right?
So as those who are in the community looking to say thank you, but a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
How do you maintain balance? And then as someone who might have achieved some of these accomplishments, these distinctions,
yeah.
How do you say thank you very much and not believe some of the hero worshiping,
well, if they're
and
running,
the adulation that is beyond
if
the
they're running for Congress, then you got to ask the hard questions.
But your regular guy on the street, forget the political thing. Just regular guy, let's say the athlete,
okay.
Or the business guy, or just more regular guy
so,
rather
you're
than
having coffee, and he sits down.
Somebody runs up, wants the autograph. Oh, I love everything you've done. Blah blah blah.
Right, and then you go back to having coffee with him. What are you going to talk about?
Whatever you were talking about before.
Remember, identity is formed in childhood. Who am I? Those three great questions in life. Who am I? Where am I going? How am I going to get there? And if the only identity you have is athletics, then what about the rest of your life? Now, some of those people are boring, the heroes, to be around, because they don't have any other life than their accomplishment, right?
So let's pull it out of the athletic arena and let's drop it into the operating.
Patton?
No.
No.
I'm thinking, pick your favorite heart surgeon or brain surgeon.
Okay.
Okay, very narrow. Narrow river, really deep.
Right, right.
Okay. Those outside interests really aren't particularly
they may be a,
motivational for us
they may be a
on
consummate,
the user end.
Consummate surgeon, but have the personality of a banana slug.
Yeah.
Right. Or, well, okay, personality of a banana slug, they may go home and they love their wife and kids, but they don't talk to them, speak of, because they're too busy being preoccupied with themselves. Now what? Now there's a generation of kids they're raising who don't have a father to speak of, but a fabulous surgeon. Yeah, my dad's Dr. Jones. Oh, really? You must be so proud. And the kids are ready to throttle him because he won't talk to them, right? You must be so proud, as though that identity in and of itself is enough to nurture everything. No, it's not. So people that only have the one identity. Well, how about that poor kid that ran backwards, wrong way, Corrigan?
Yeah.
His entire identity now for the rest of his bloody life is, I lost the game.
And kids.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, yeah. Or Jim. Well, now Jim Marshall did it.
What he did?
Picked up a fumble, ran the wrong way.
Oh.
Scored a touchdown for the 49ers instead of the Vikings.
Oh.
I believe he's a state Supreme Court judge. No, that's Alan Page, another one of the guys. But
either
had a lot of other successes in the same area.
Cleans toilets.
Yeah. No. Hall of Famer. So when you get some of these folks and they have a single identity, kind of like the high school...
football jock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
And there's a commensurate one, too, and that's the high school cheer team leader.
Sure.
And then she expects to do sis boom ba, and everybody go, whoa, Marianne. And that doesn't work. When you get a job or when you get married or when you have children, cheerleading is not the only skill you need.
So if you've got friends, family, others around, how do you use that 2x4 creatively and productively to get them to realize that, so what?
Well, that comes from discussion and probing and questions, or sometimes they stumble into it and they find themselves in a really deep, dark hole. And they realize the only tool they have is a hammer, and they're treating everything like a nail, and they need a bigger toolbox. So they can...
I thought you were going to say a bigger hammer.
No, they need a bigger toolbox.
Okay.
So they can get tools from all sorts of places. Friends, relatives, family, religion, therapy, reading, poetry.
This very show.
This right here, as we're speaking now.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Luke Wimby.
No, we won't.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 morning mass and 12:30 Spanish mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47, final segment of the week. Lou Quimby is alongside for the ride. Lou, this concept of hero worshiping, now we've talked about individuals rather than bodies of individuals.
Well, there's hero worship and there's hero honoring. I've been to the Vietnam.
Veterans, for example.
I've been to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C. twice, and every time I go there, I cry because it's so compelling. 50,000 names. Woof. That's amazing.
Can you honor a group?
Well,
but not worry about the hero adulation.
Oh, yeah, right. Then you're talking about ideas, concepts, accomplishments, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Veterans Day, Christmas, Easter. You're talking about concepts. And one of the interesting things about that is that many of those, the concepts are diminished by the commercialization of it. Veterans Day, generally speaking, doesn't have a whole lot of commercialism attached to it. But if you go to the Vietnam Memorial, there's card tables set up here and there where people selling their stuff, memorabilia and blah, 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 blah. They keep those away from the memorial itself. They're off to the side. So it's always interesting to look at the commercialization. Christmas is the big example, of course, right? So if you're going to honor the concepts, the ideas, then that's up for discussion, particularly if you're talking to children about why is that important, and it's what they stand for.
Ancestors are a different, I guess, a different cast of characters.
Your grandmother was a saint. No, she wasn't.
You knew Grandma.
I knew. Yeah, we had the same grandma.
Yeah.
No, she was no saint.
But there
hard
is
working, yes.
You go back, let's say, 4 or 5 generations, and all things start to change there. Myth becomes part of it rather than fact. And then later on, even further back, fact is gone, and you know, myths kind of takes
myth
over.
Rules, right? Yeah. The soft glow of recollection. You know, we think about our childhood, and we think about the good times and the bad times, and as we get older, the bad times begin to fade, and we start looking at what the good times were, and what I picked out of my childhood that serves me well today that I didn't realize when I was 18. My father modeled, he didn't talk about, but he modeled dependability, responsibility, reliability. He modeled all those things, but he never talked about them. He didn't talk about anything, as far as that goes. Guess what I do for a living?
Yeah.
So it's your point's well taken about the mist of history and what facts are and what facts aren't and how people remember things. And sometimes they dig into them and they find the facts don't support the myth.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your event. We've been talking shop with Lou Quimby. Join us tomorrow for a shopping show. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out making a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you on Monday.